Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful, blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. 1 in 3 people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all on,
dressed
like the $1 million,
bucks,
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. Whew. Hey, you know, today I just want to say something that I don't think I've ever shared this way before. The the title is very simple, and that is, it's been worth it to me. You know, I just kept thinking that this morning, that it's all been worth it to me. And what I mean by that is this relationship that I have with my Heavenly Father, it's been worth it to me. I can't even tell you the value that it has had in my life. I can't tell you how it's helped me to understand not only my purpose, but to better understand my past. That's critical, man. Because I'm grateful for that, because so many people can't get beyond their past, an event, a set of circumstances, some calamity that besets them. Maybe it's been grief, something. But it ties so many people up. It's been so worth it to me. It's been worth having someone to go to when no one else was there. Do you understand what I'm saying? It has given me a place to go when no one else has been there. Oh, hey man, we pulling for you. Hey man, hang in there. Hey man, keep your head up. All of that. But I gotta tell you, man, you get yourself in some circumstances and situations in this thing called life when no one can help you but God. When the only person that could possibly understand or know what you're feeling is God. The only person that'll sit there with you through it all and understand everything about it has been God. It's been worth it to me, man. It's been worth it to me. It's been the biggest improvement in my life. I mean, man, as I look back over my life, man, forming a strong bond with God has been the most beneficial thing to me. You know, these things you read in writings in the Bible or whatever you're reading. You know, when you read scriptures and things of that nature, it's been around a long time. It holds so much truth to it. I mean, man, it's like, how could this have been written so long ago and still pertain directly to today? I mean, that's amazing. That is amazing to me. That has to be God at work to have written something so complete, so dead on point, that if you read it today, it means exactly what pertains to today. That's amazing, man. That's why my spiritual walk, it's just worth it to me. And I keep saying it's worth it, because if you sitting out there and you tripping like I was tripping, decide, nah, let me do it. I got a few more things I want to do. A couple more girls I want to holler at. A couple more things I want to get into. I got a couple more deals I want to do. I got a little bit more dirt I want to roll up on me a little bit first before I wish I had known. I really wish I had understood exactly what forming a relationship with God would do for me. It's been worth every person who out there who hating on me, that don't even know me. It's because I have a relationship with him that I'm fine with that. I don't care for it, but it ain't gonna stop me though. See, because I know for a fact that haters make you greater. I know for a fact that haters validate your mere existence. I know for a fact that half of them is out of envy and jealousy because of something you're doing that they wish they could do or they want credit for. So they just, anything, all that, bam. And now you just all over the place with people. Man, I'm so grateful for this relationship, that it has not allowed outside influences that do not have my best interests at heart to throw me off course. It has just been worth it. And if you're sitting out there and you're wondering about the benefits of it, I can't even tell you what it's like to know that when bad things are happening to me, the calming peace that I feel, that I know that that's going to be all right, too. That I know that this, too, shall pass. That I know in my heart of hearts, man, that there's got to be a reason for this. And if I can just hang on in there, he going to unfold that for me. And he going to let me see it. But the number one thing I always know is I'm going to survive this one, too. That this, too, shall pass. It has been worth it to me, man, to have this thing called faith, which is the belief in things that you cannot see. And to know, man, along the way that, oh, my goodness, man, even though I don't know what's next, or even I'm not really sure about the next step, I do know for a fact that some more is coming. I do know for a fact, it is a fact that God will take care of me. It is a fact that he will never, ever leave me or desert me. If I just stay here where I'm supposed to be, he's coming. The Calvary's coming over the hill. He coming over the hill. And when he come over that hill, he going to wipe out all this mess down here that's trying to hurt me. That I don't have to worry about my enemies anymore. That my enemies that are all around, you can surround me. You can shoot all the arrows you want. Now, it's not to say that none of them ain't going to come close. And I ain't going to say that, you know, I ain't going to be a little under some pressure, a little nervous about being shot at so hard. But at the end of the day, I know this for sure. Ain't none of them going to stick in me. You can shoot them, but ain't none of them going to stick in me. No matter what you do, no weapon formed against me. Nothing. You can't do nothing with me, man. I'm so cool. It's been worth it for me, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, wow. Another amazing moment. Another gift from God. Oh, man. Here's something else. Here's a thing. Hey, look. Here's something that has never happened before. You want to know what that is? Now. The present. It's a gift, man. It's here again. And I'm ever grateful. This is Steve Harvey Morning Show. We ain't messing around this morning. Let's go. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica. That's that junior. Government name is Keir Spates. The legend that is Nephew Tommy. We are all gathered here today, ever grateful. Man, just gratitude. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And I mean that, too. Thank you. What you got? Hey, Junior.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's happening, little new homeowner?
Yeah, Uncle.
Newlywed. Boy, it's a lot of news in your life.
It's a lot
newlywed,
of new stuff.
New homeowner, what?
It's a lot of new, Uncle. But let me ask you this, Uncle. You know, Mother's Day is Sunday. Now, I heard what Tommy said, and I think he kind of right. Am I responsible for her on Mother's Day, too?
Oh, this, see.
See, how does this go? Every holiday?
Well, see, women have made it so. I was discussing this the other day. They got Christmas. This is December. And Christmas is usually big. Christmas, you got to go big. Then they give you 30 days off, but you still usually paying or recovering from Christmas. Then they give you 30 days off. Then here they come with Valentine's
Day. Right away.
That's February. Then you got March and April, and usually they do some type of weather change purchases. Spring cleaning is something they do as a weather purchase. Then here come May, and Lord have mercy, that's just 2 months. It's Mother's Day. Now, that's all about them. Valentine's Day is about them. You can expect nothing on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I know.
Then they give June is Father's Day, and it is such a reduction in ads and everything. Cars is raggedy. Father's Day, it pales in. You can get restaurant reservations anywhere.
You walk right in. You got to say nothing. Just walk in.
Yeah. Then after that is summer. And then they get purchases in the summer because they going somewhere that they thought of for y'all. And then, right after summer and all that spending, then it's birthday season again.
Yeah.
For me, that's October.
January for me, right after Christmas.
It's
wedding anniversary then. God.
Oh, I forgot. Anniversary is in June.
Yeah.
And then here we go again, right after Mother's Day. Oh, Lord. And the anniversary, dog, and the man don't get nothing on the anniversary.
Nothing.
God. Just make sure you get those gifts together. Start now, Junior.
Yeah. Because Mother's Day is Sunday. That's so it. Whatever.
She is not your mama, Junior. She did not.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew and run that prank back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Can you wash me? Let's go. Ooh. Wash it out.
It's a great day at nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk to where's Nurse Cynthia at? That's who normally clean me up. I need to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Oh.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up because I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. Y'all supposed to get here every hour. Somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
I'm sorry, you're not listening to me? This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
They said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full. And they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us. They're supposed to come check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you and your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm
sorry. No, my grandkid, I got small children as my grandkid. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see me on Sunday, but soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2-3 hours, don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed, pain?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the...
My kids don't come till... They come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church, and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Okay, well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
now. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you all come clean me up? Why you all do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not a nurse.
When I was coming through, people supposed to do the job. You do what the job is. Whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, girl? Y'all young folk don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your down here.
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
You get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have
Felicia,
tried to
Felicia,
be really, really, really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you got
you anyway I want to.
You going to calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
And you supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know, I have been nice to you as I possibly can, but David, you're not going to talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You talking about kicking some,
I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when is you going to get your down here?
My is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you going to get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dialed the wrong number.
Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You gonna make me whoop your
well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my and come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
Uh-huh. What else?
H.
Uh-huh.
E.
Uh-huh.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T. O.
Mm-hmm.
M. Mm-hmm. M. Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling that. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
I don't know. Nephew taught me.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God. You got me.
I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
What?
Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Republican U.S. Representative George Santos was arrested and charged with money laundering, fraud, and theft. Plus, yesterday, finally, right? Plus, yesterday, Beyonce kicked off her Renaissance World Tour in Sweden. And Kim Kardashian addresses the rumor about if she's dating a Los Angeles Laker or not. We'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Danella in St. Louis writes, I'm 30 years old and I lost a lot of weight in a short period of time because of an illness. My boyfriend is still a fat boy and he's insecure about it. When I go out now, other men hit on me and that's a first. I've never had options when it comes to dating. So do I stay with fat boy or be single and date other men? Wow.
Well, it looks like you're real happy with these new options to me. I'm just going to go out there and say it. Mm-hmm. Or now, you could bank on the inevitable. I don't know if you want to do that. Or you could just go on and stay. Huh?
Stay what sick.
Is, what's
you
that?
You better not say.
What you about? Well, you know, if fat boy eventually going to get sick.
Why are you saying that?
And then his weight could come down, too. And then y'all would be matching.
Oh, so she's got to wait till he gets sick. That's an option.
Well, that's an option. You don't know when it's going to happen, but it's going to be that overweight. Don't worry about it. It's coming.
Oh, man.
So you could do it like that. Or I think you're starting to enjoy your new.
Yeah, she likes the attention.
Yeah, because now you have options.
Mm-hmm.
And these options are good, you know. She lost 30.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And a short period.
Her head.
Sexy.
So,
but then you also need to know in a short period of time.
Uh-huh. That's what she said, right. Because of an illness, yeah.
Yeah, probably need to find out about this illness.
What she got?
She got right there. You might want to catch it if it's short term.
I don't know. You might want to.
I was curious myself.
Yeah, all the fellas that's listening, you might want to, you know.
You might want to look into this.
Yeah.
If
you hollering at somebody who lost a lot of weight drastically, she could be in this letter. So you might want to be careful.
All right,
go ahead, Shirley.
Moving on to Bree in Nashville. Bree writes, I got a call from my 7-year-old son's school because he had condoms in his backpack. He said he got them off his daddy's back seat. I checked our account and my
husband
went to the pharmacy recently, which is odd. He said he went and bought a Gatorade and gum. Well, the totals don't add up, so why lie?
Why lie?
Gatorade and gum.
Why lie?
Come on.
Wait a minute. Why not?
Why not?
What is he finna say that he bought at the... You think he's finna say he bought some condoms at the drugstore?
We're gonna
that little boy though.
We're gonna whoop his little
That
head.
Little boy in the back seat and put him in the backpack.
And thanks to the school, good looking out.
Yeah. Hey, your 7-year-old got some condoms in there. Boy, where you get these condoms? At the back seat. Daddy was taking me to school.
Wow.
I threw the one out the window that was open.
But what can he say? I mean, the total.
He can't say Gatorade and gum.
What?
Well, unless.
Here comes okay, now, let's go.
See,
come on.
You got
this
to
is
go.
What I want
to
hear.
Mm-hmm. This is really wide. Because I did buy gum. Are you sure those were condoms?
Yeah, they're sure.
So you think the people at the school didn't know what a condom was? An adult that called another adult?
That's what he's trying to...
Because, you know, that gum, I was blowing bubbles. And, you know, if that could be what the boy found. Mm. And now here this teacher thinking it's a condom. What she need to do is get herself together. Now, this boy done picked up some bubbles I was blowing. And I just was laying them in the back seat.
That's not a good one. That's not a good one.
Oh, it's not a good one. But we got to go with something.
Yeah. No, let me tell you why it worked, because they don't have the itemized receipt list. See, they don't know what was on the receipt. They just got the total. See, you don't know.
That's
we ran out of balloons for a party and we needed to get them instead. That don't work. That don't.
Yeah. That's why I blew up the gum was the receipt. Now, let me ask you something. Do you see condoms on that receipt?
No. Or do I see this lie working? Yeah. No. I don't see that either.
The problem is he got busted by another.
That's the issue.
You're just.
We need to ask this boy what color was that.
Don't implicate the boy. It's not his fault.
Okay, Shirley, caller. What color was it? Just give me a color. Any color.
Blue.
Hey, berry flavor bubblicious.
Okay. There you go.
If you're going to ride that lie, you're sticking with your lie at all.
Stay in there.
Berry flavor bubblicious.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we're moving on because this is just dumb. All right, Nikki in Secaucus says, I finally let my coworker.
Oh, wait, hold on. I want to say something too. See how you said we're just moving on?
Yes, we are.
That's one of the great things about being a professional. When you lie, it can be so effective that a person just give up and move on. So
no, that's not it.
Yeah, go ahead, Shirley. Woo, Nikki. Close call.
Nikki is so close. Nikki says, I finally let my coworker come by so he could stop begging for a taste. He told all the guys at work that he's got me whipped. I told the guys it wasn't that at all. And he wasn't all that. Now he's mad at me, but I only did it because he gossiped first. How do I fix this?
What you got to fix?
What?
What you got to fix? It wasn't all that. He ain't all that. There you go. Yeah.
And he runs his mouth. Now you know that, Nikki.
There you go.
It's a caucus.
Yeah. It's a caucus. You ain't got to do that again. You know... And you could have had a V8.
Instead of him. All right, moving on to last one, Steve. Carolyn in Prosper says, my husband talked me into us buying a huge estate in the country. I'm still socially active, so I'm back and forth to the city a lot. I told him I want an apartment in the city, too. And he's got a problem with that. I made the sacrifice. Why can't he?
Yeah, we're not buying no apartment in the Yeah, we're not buying an apartment in the city. That sounds crazy.
Okay.
She doesn't want to drive hard. No. That's just a no.
Well, initially, that's what I'm saying to myself. Now, how are we going to explain it? Why we're not going to get this apartment? It has to come a different way. But I'm just talking to us. No, we're not getting no apartment. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just no. It's a no for me.
Yeah, we have to look at this account. See what.
All right. Coming up at the top of the hour, thank you, CLO. Entertainment news right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
New York U.S. Representative, Republican, and former drag queen George Santos. That's right, get all his titles in there.
Wow.
George Santos was arrested and charged with money laundering, fraud, and theft. Yesterday, Santos pleaded not guilty at a Long Island courthouse to a 13-count federal indictment against him, and if convicted, he would face up to 20 years in prison. Now, speaking to reporters outside the courthouse after the arraignment, Santos said he has, quote, plenty of evidence proving his innocence and vowed to clear his name. He says this is a witch hunt, and he added that he has no plans to resign and still intends to run for re-election next year. Santos is due back in court on June 30th.
You're not going to make it to the re-election, dog. No, they got 13 charges. This is the FBI. They don't, the FBI, look, man, when it's FBI federal, you're not getting out of that. They don't go to court to lose.
No.
They have their case together.
They have all the evidence when they show up.
And you know what, Steve, you're right, because I was reading it was FBI, DOJ, and IRS. All the initials.
Didn't he steal some COVID money, too? Didn't he steal COVID money?
They're not doing that.
He did so much.
Bruh, they don't, FBI don't lose.
And you are not Donald Trump. Stop
it. No. And this witch hunt stuff, you got Republicans ain't backing you. All the Republicans is backing Trump right now. Which is unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. But they're scared of him. They're not scared of you. You got way too much, man. You finna be so expendable. Bye, George.
I love it. Bye.
All right. In other entertainment news, yesterday, Beyonce kicked off her Renaissance tour in Stockholm, Sweden. Did you all see the videos? Yes. And the pictures circulating on social media. She is the queen. Bow down to the queen. She's playing no games over there. Was that a horse? Was that a horse statue on stage? Was that what that was?
Yes, yes, in the back. I said, yes. Was that a horse statue on stage?
Beyonce is going to be in Europe for a while with stops in Paris, the UK, the Netherlands, Germany, and Spain. The USA leg of the tour will start July 12th in Philly. Here's a question for you guys. What was the best concert set stage you've ever seen? Steve, I know you have stories on this one. Yeah.
I'm talking about that stage, Steve. Yes.
What?
Come on. You heard me.
You talking lights? About the Richfield Coliseum?
Uh-huh. Where's that?
You talking about when, talking about when Earth, Wind & Fire came down in them 9 TPs? What? And then them TPs disappeared. What?
Where did they go, Steve? Poof.
Gone.
Then they came walking out. What?
Is that the time you dressed like them? You had the
hell yeah.
Costume on?
Hell yeah. I had that moccasin vest on with that feather in my hair. Boy,
yeah, you nothing, huh?
They thought you were one of the group.
No. And then when Parliament Funkadelic came down out the ceiling in the mothership.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What? If you hear any noise, it's just me and the boy hitting me.
Yeah.
I want to hit the band.
Okay.
All right now.
You didn't wear a diaper to that concert, did you? Probably.
No, I wasn't. George and them dressed a little different.
Yeah, George and
they did. They had on diapers.
I remember going to one of those concerts. My first time seeing him with that diaper on, I said, what is happening?
What is going on here? All right. Finally, in entertainment news, Kim Kardashian was seen courtside at the Lakers versus Warriors playoff game She was wearing a cute sheer I Love Nerds t-shirt and jeans, and she has attended a few games, and there was a rumor going around that Kim is dating a Los Angeles Laker basketball player. Mm-hmm. However, now, according to TMZ, Kim squashed all those rumors and said she's not dating anyone on either team in the Lakers or Golden State Warriors series, and she is simply there to support her hometown team. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
You don't care who Kim is dating?
I don't care at all.
Tommy, I didn't. What?
You didn't lose sleep over this? You weren't thinking about it all night?
No.
Nah. Oh. She looked cute, though. She did.
She did.
Could've gotten
she
a date.
Really cute.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody go in that house. Come out crazy. Whatever. I ain't going in that house.
Oh, they don't go in crazy.
They don't go in there crazy, but when they come out, they be straight crazy.
Oh, you're
Lamar,
talking about that?
Lamar came out of there straight crazy, didn't he? Kanye, straight crazy. Everybody that go in that house, come out crazy. I'm not going in there. And I don't care who she dating. I don't care who next. Who cares?
Well, no, I'm interested. I want to know.
See?
But did Kanye, he was kind of.
Yeah.
It wasn't Tommy. All of them.
No, Tommy, he was.
No, it wasn't all the way Kardashian. He was kind
of. It wasn't a curse. It wasn't all the way, right?
Yeah, he was a little something else before he went in there. Yeah.
You were, yeah. You make it sound like it was prison before he went in there.
Kanye went in not to act right.
Yeah. All right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll check Steve's voicemail, 877-29-STEVE, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you'd like to leave a message for Steve yourself, call him 877-29-STEVE. You might just hear your call on the air. Are you ready, Steve?
Absolutely.
All right. This first one is about Trump.
My question is, why isn't Trump disqualified from the race, from the running? Let me be caught up in any type of scandal or charge, misdemeanor, 37 felonies, and a rape allegation, and found guilty on sexual assault, and you still are able to run and not disqualified in this country? What is going on? It's ridiculous.
True.
I agree with you 100%. It is because our country is sick. We live in a morality sick country, and we're just immoral. This country is immoral. They don't care about morality when it comes to their power, their position, and their money. And they are afraid of Donald Trump because, brother, he ain't never lied. Let anybody else have some charges on you and see if you can run.
Right. Right.
But, bruh, you can't even get an accusation on you. I tell you what, listen to this. Be in show business and get an accusation.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Not charges. Get an accusation and watch what they do. They run from you, man, like you a pack of wolves.
Yeah. Jonathan Majors is going through that right now.
Brother, it is guilty, guilty, guilty.
Yep.
Damn the proof of your innocence. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to politics, and then after you get a man convicted in a civil court of law for sexually assaulting a woman, defamation of a character, all this here, they let him go on the rape charge. But the fact that that's up.
He said he never met the woman. They pulled out a picture as evidence in court of them meeting.
They played his deposition. Have you ever seen his deposition filmed?
Yeah.
Man, the stuff that this guy was saying, man.
Alarming. Yeah, it was.
I missed late because, you know, they don't show that over here.
Oh, you missed it last night.
On CNN.
CNN.
We don't mention.
Night, yeah. Man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He says whatever he wants to say, buddy.
And they clap.
Can do that.
And they clap.
They
clap.
But him.
They clap after the statements, and he does whatever
he wants. They clap for lies.
Yeah, see? That's it.
Yeah.
You know, we're at a point in this country, man, where we're just morally corrupt and sick. But this is how America was built, the same way.
Thank you, callers. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour. Well, the countdown is on to Mother's Day this Sunday, Junior. Get ready. And we'll talk about parenting and all of that right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Well, the other day, remember, we asked you guys to share some of your funniest stories about getting in trouble with your mom when you were a kid. Well, we all know that parenting is not the same today as it was when we grew up. So, Steve, you asked us, just give you a number. You, in other words, you were always in trouble at any age.
Yeah, it don't matter.
The last time we said 11.
What so age let's, you want
let's go with 15.
You remember every age? You remember every age?
Yeah, I had a traumatic childhood.
Let's go with 15, Steve. A little older.
15.
Oh. Did you get... he put his head down.
Why did you always put your head down first? What happened at 15?
I'm in 15. This is when I discovered my father was not whipping me anymore.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay. That was a good thing.
That was
thing.
My question. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Not really.
Well, what happened?
Supposed to be home at midnight.
Okay.
One time.
Curfew. Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's 11:30 or midnight. One of the two. And I was somewhere and I stayed out longer. So I came in around 1:15.
Okay.
Mm. And I put the key in the door in the kitchen. We lived on the second floor. Mm-hmm. So I put the key in the door in the kitchen. And as soon as you open the door, there's a refrigerator right there.
Okay.
So I cut the kitchen light on as soon as I walked in. I wanted to go through, but I needed to get a quick visual so I could walk through the kitchen, walk across the dining room, across the living room, go on upstairs, go to my room. Mm-hmm. I cut the light on just to get a visual, and so I'm walking across the kitchen.
Yeah.
My daddy steps from the other side of the refrigerator.
Ooh.
Now, he got a gun in one hand. He got his drawers on because he heard somebody coming up the steps late at night. My mama slicked somebody in here.
Mm-hmm.
My mama didn't know it was me. Mm-hmm. I cut the light on. I'm walking past the refrigerator. He step on the other side of the refrigerator. I could tell he's sleepy, but he mad.
I'm scared.
So I said, it scared the hell out of me, but I went, hey, daddy. He said,
all calm.
He said, what time your mama tell you to be home? I said, well, daddy, something happened. He said, I ain't asked you that. I asked you what time your mama told you to be home.
Answer the question.
I said, well, daddy, she said 11:30. Now, I'm looking at this gun, and I'm thinking, this ain't really no reason to get shot because that's really not my daddy's style. This wasn't that severe of an infraction. Had I said something back to my mama, I knew that I was going to get shot and pistol whipped. But I didn't think that was it. So I walked past him. Mm-hmm. He said, hold on. And then he laid the gun on the counter. So I said, whew, okay, cool. Well, at least I ain't going to get shot. My daddy hauled off, man, and punched my little ass in my chest. So hard.
Mm-hmm.
I fell back and knocked the TV off the TV stand.
Oh, now you're in trouble again.
God, though.
You in trouble with the TV, though?
Dang.
Oh. This been four broke, cable, too.
15. Broke them damn rabbit ears.
Oh, oh, man.
Oh, that's it right there, the antenna. That was it.
Cat.
You should have just got shot.
I know this is Zenith. I know it is. I know it's a Zenith.
Man.
No, it was Sears, but I know.
You probably need therapy. What's going on?
Yeah, I do. I had that thing you have when you come from war.
PTSD.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had that.
Well, I never recovered.
Yeah, I've never recovered from that chest punch.
All right. All right, coming up next, it is the prank phone call from the nephew right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he is too loud for my apartment. Okay, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few. Because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us today?
I got it for you, Shirley. I got it. I got it. This right here is Mr. Wiggins. Mr. Wiggins.
Oh, no.
Hey, we've been on the road this week. Now, we didn't have some W's this week, but this one right here, you know, this is Mr. Wiggins. All Wiggins. Right. Mr. Wiggins. That's going to do the exercise again. You want it again? Weather
no.
the weather because.
Oh.
Okay, whatever. If y'all don't. If y'all don't want it, cold. All right, this is Mr. Wiggins. Come on, Mr. Wiggins. Let's go. Cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, hi. My name is George. I'm with Green Lawn Services. We came out and cut your yard yesterday, and we're trying to make sure that you liked everything thoroughly. We cut the front, the back. We also did your hedges, put some mulch in the flower beds, the weed eating in the whole nine yards. And we also left an invoice on your doorstep. Want to make sure you got that as well.
Y'all cut my yard? Man, I walked all around, man. It looked good, but I was trying to figure out who the hell cut it.
Sir, yeah, we cut it as of yesterday. You were actually on our schedule, and we did everything thoroughly. I'm actually just calling as a follow-up.
How the hell I get on your schedule, Doc?
Sir, are you Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Hell no, man. I'm Wiggins from 50, man. You cut the wrong house. That's next door, man.
Yeah.
So I guess you need to put your invoice on their door, partner.
Sir, you're not Mr. Malone at 50 Zimmerman?
Say, man, I just told you, I'm 53, and I'm Mr. Wiggins. You done cut the wrong door. Y'all need to go to Mr. Malone's house and get your money, because you ain't cut the here. You got the wrong house.
No, sir.
None of y'all coming over here trying to collect no money.
Well, sir, hold on just a second here. You're saying we didn't...
My, you done cut the wrong yard.
Sir,
I ain't on no schedule. I ain't tell you come over here and cut. And you go over there and talk to Malone, get your money. You can't... Ain't
sir, there's no way we can charge Mr. Malone if we haven't cut his yard. Now, let's just...
Well,
back...
you need to take your over there and cut Mr. Malone's yard and put that invoice in his yard. You ain't cut here, partner.
And sir,
you,
I understand...
thing at this house.
Sir,
y'all
listen...
Up and cut the wrong yard. You go cut the right yard and get right that invoice. You ain't got here. You ain't getting thing at this house.
Okay, sir. I say this now.
I didn't call nobody to come cut over here. You go to that house and cut his right and get him the invoice. You ain't getting here, partner.
I understand that, sir. Listen, what I want to say is we'll go over and we'll take care of Mr. Malone's yard. I understand that we've made a mistake, but I understood you say that you did like the services, so wouldn't it be even right for you to actually go ahead and send the invoice in along with the check since you did like the services?
Well, evidently, it seemed like your is retarded, because didn't I just tell you you cut the wrong yard? You go over there and cut the right yard and get your money. You ain't got nothing but practice here. You done a good job.
I understand that we cut the wrong yard, sir. I understand that. But you got the services and you like the services. I don't want to have to come out there and get the money from you.
Well, come on if you're coming. Come on if you're coming. I got something for you. Come on over here and get your money.
But you said you like...
I wouldn't give a if I said the moon was green. You cut the wrong yard, you go get your money from the right. You ain't getting here.
Sir,
come on, I got something for you. You come on over here and you see what you get.
Sir, I...
Y'all done cut the wrong yard and you trying to get my money. You ain't getting here. Now, you go get your from the right. You either right next door, go cut that and leave that paper over there.
I'm coming over there.
If you want me to start some I'll start some ain't finna come around here and do no and be charging me no money now. Yeah, I got more heat than hell. Get your money. If you want to come get it.
You got your yard cut, and we deserve to get our money back. Now,
you deserve to get the whoop. You come around here trying to get some money. Now, I told you you don't cut the wrong yard. Now,
and I'm going to tell you, don't make me whoop your behind this yard.
You come on then. You come on then.
I will whoop your behind in the front yard that just got cut.
You bring your mama and your pap, and you come try to get this money. I'm putting some on you.
Don't you? I got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening?
It's, I don't want to hear now. You come stand up some now. You got the wrong.
I've got one more thing to tell you. Is you listening, Mr. Wiggins?
I'm listening.
Look, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked. Hello?
What? I know good and well. You got- I sit here and listen to this every morning. Y'all got my...
Look at him. Your boy Gary just pranked you, man.
Oh, we laughing now, but I'm going to whoop Gary.
Let me ask you something, though, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Mr. Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Cut the wrong yard. Partnered up with you to done. Ain't about you. You ain't getting no money over here, player. You cut the wrong yard. That ain't got to look good. Thank you. But you cut the wrong yard. When the last time you cut a yard, huh? See there.
You know he's done it. He's done
it. Well, no. Oh, he's done it. I've done it with him.
I got on top of the Toro. I had a seated Toro when I lived in Dallas. Probably, you know, one of the mowers that you sit on. You know, like people have in the suburbs.
Okay.
You know, that ain't nothing exotic. A lot of people got them. But I was cutting the back. I used to like doing that. It was therapeutic for me. Mm-hmm. About 2003.
What? 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Junior, he ain't got no lawnmower on his property now. You know that, don't you?
I don't think Unc do a lot of stuff I do. I don't think he, I just figured that out.
Very different.
He don't do a lot of stuff I do.
Well, you're a new homeowner. Did you get your lawnmower? You good? You got one?
Oh, no, you no, my man cut my yard. He cut it, yes. I had my first yard cut Saturday, but I'm good.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'll tell you another thing I did, Unc, that you probably ain't did in a while. I had to go up in the attic and change the air filter. When the last time you done did that, Unc?
I don't even know what air filter is.
Oh, rich people problems.
Don't it smell good when you... Don't it smell good when your grass just get cut? Don't it smell good?
Oh, man.
Good?
Man. Yeah. Boy.
Welcome, baby. You in there?
Yeah. Man. Now.
I don't think we have air filters.
Well, boy, you got air filters. Stop
you got,
that.
You got to.
You got to have air filters.
You just have one in here.
Now I'll put a ozone system in the house.
What? What? The one there? That covered the earth?
The whole that planet. Ozone layer.
Yeah, what's an ozone system?
The thing you put in your house, it helps reduce infection and
COVID and all that.
COVID came out, the big COVID thing, and then you helps with cut down on any allergenics that's in the air, if that's a word.
Allergen.
Or allergenics. You know, allergenics is the smaller group of people.
Oh, okay.
The allergenics was a singing group in 1972.
The allergenics. Ozone system in his house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Must be nice.
And we don't.
Must be nice, man. Everybody ain't able to.
It is. Doesn't he look happy? It's nice.
Yeah.
How much did my allergenic system cost?
All right. Listen.
No idea.
Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he's too loud for my apartment. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know. This one right here could be yours.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he is too loud for my apartment. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 32-year-old single woman, and I'm messing around with a married man that is 47 years old. He has an older wife that is married to him only for social status. He said they sleep in separate rooms, and she hasn't had sex with him in a few years. I can see why she doesn't want to have sex with him. Don't get me wrong, he's great in bed and knows how to please, but he's so darn loud. Even his pregame is loud and sloppy, and it cannot be done when anyone else is in the house. I bet since he and his wife have teenagers, she stopped having sex with him so their children wouldn't have to hear him moaning and groaning. It was shocking when he did it the first few times, and I thought there is no way I could be that good to him, that it could be that good to him. He's so dramatic with it. And if I do the slightest movement, it sends him into a frenzy. I live in a small apartment community and my bedrooms face the courtyard. I have gotten 2 anonymous noise complaints from management, and I know it's not from a neighbor because I live at the end of the hallway on the top floor. I'm scared that people in the courtyard or neighbors below me or across the hall can hear him. I have tried turning up music and turning the TV on, but he doesn't like noise when he's quote unquote concentrating, as he calls it. Going on a weekend trip with him was just as bad. We had an early morning session and the housekeepers were snickering as we left the room. I'm afraid to tell him to tone it down because he really gets into what he's doing. I just wipe his sweat and whisper softly to him, hoping he'll take the hint. He's a great guy, but he's too loud for my apartment. Is all of that noise necessary, or should I ask him to tone it down? What are you doing? I mean, do you want to bring attention to the fact that you're sleeping with someone's husband? Is that what this is? I mean, you know he's loud. You know he makes a lot of noise when you guys are together. It's just a matter of time before someone, and the wrong someone, hears you guys. Because other than him and all that hollering, there's no other noise. No music and no TV, you said, right? So people can hear you. So you're not too scared that you're doing the do with him, someone else's husband, but you're afraid to tell him to keep quiet during sex or tone it down or just shut it down. This is so crazy to me. What you don't want is for his wife to hear you if she's ever around. So your choices are to stop seeing him or tell him to stop being so loud. And by the way, most married men tell their side pieces exactly what your married man told you. She hasn't had sex with him in a few years. They live in separate rooms, or they sleep in separate rooms. Okay. Wombs. They do all of that. Okay. So please don't believe his lies. And the other thing is, why don't you just leave this woman's husband alone, and then you won't have to worry about the noise? Steve?
Let's just get to this letter. I don't have no time to play this morning. Sometimes I get tired of trying to rationalize stuff and teach people lessons. Here what's finna happen. He finna get your ass put out. Now, you done had two damn complaints from the management office. He finna get y'all put out. Cause he loud. His pregame is loud and sloppy. But he just too damn loud. You can't make the slightest movement because that throw him into a frenzy. And you thinking there's no way I can be that good. Yes, you can. Now, that right there is where we need to stop. You can be that good. Yes. Any slightest movement. Yes. Frenzy. Complete and utter frenzy. That can happen. You ain't, you, every woman in here done heard this right here. Ooh, ha, wait, hold on.
Too loud, Steve, too loud.
No, that ain't too loud. Wait, hold on. See, that's what you don't want. You don't mind this here. Wait, hold up. Stop. That's normal.
Mm-hmm. But he's...
All it, man, look at him.
He's extra with
that
it,
right
huh?
there, that's dramatic. Girl, you go, woo! You gonna have, girl, I'm about to, God, y'all, you better, what the hell? I don't, oh, Lord. Oh! Watch out now. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Stop. Hold up. See that right there? You finna get put out. You're not finna be living in your house no more. I'm sorry. You can stop. You finna get put out. Uh-huh. You ain't finna live in this building no more. And I just think that, you know, it's this relationship right here. Now, Shirley did the moral thing to tell you leave this woman's husband alone. I could go that too, but people do stuff. You're already in it. You're taking trips. And you are correct. They are not sleeping together. Now, Shirley's right. That's the, we're not sleeping together. We're not having sex. We in separate rooms. She's older than me. It's an arrangement. We've been staying for the kids. Blah, blah, blah. She's staying for the social reason. We've been married so long. You know, we waiting on the kids to move out. You know, blah, blah. Oh, this is hell. Okay. When we come back, I'll just go over a couple of things that I think might help you. Junior, Tommy, you might want to join in. Something that might help shut down the noise. I don't know.
It's too loud in there.
Gonna be some severe. Let's whip
him. All right. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he is too loud for my apartment. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he is too loud for my apartment.
32-year-old woman is dating a 47-year-old married man, and he is just too damn loud. She done got a couple of complaints from the office. She's at the end of the hallway down there, and she don't know who it is, but she think people in the courtyard can hear him because he is just extremely loud. He is good in bed, but quit, and he wants to concentrate. She's tried turning on TVs and music, but nothing helps. Now it's just a riot going on in the house. Because once you cut the TV up and he's still loud, you'll never know what's on TV. Sometimes it's gunfire. Sometimes it's a car chase. And him in there hollering and moaning and groaning. It's just too much going on. It's a riot happening in your house. They're going to mess around and call the police because it just sounds like you and like something's going on. So now you have tried whispering to him, hoping that he will take the hint. Baby, stop. Stop. But here go your problem. Any slightest movement you make throws him into a frenzy. Now that is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is true. That, Lord, is true. So now he too loud. Now what can we do to calm him down? I haven't thought of a lot of stuff. I'm going to ask Junior and Tommy if they can have something they can join in too.
Yeah.
Now, you would think naturally about a pillow. You would think have him lay his face in the pillow.
Okay.
That's not going to work because you already wiping sweat. What you can't do is have him not breathing. You're going to kill his old ass.
He's just Mother. 47. So,
yeah. Hilo won't work.
No.
Now, you could bring, the only thing I could see doing is you could bring a switchblade or a butcher knife to bed.
What?
Now, what you threatening
him? And what? You don't shut up.
And while he is on you, you put that knife up against his throat. Mm-hmm. And you say, now get me put out and see what happens. That's all I could think.
Could we possibly duct tape his mouth and just let him breathe through his nose?
That's a good idea.
You see what I'm saying?
So now you got to bring duct tape to the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to have to bring something
in there. Mm-hmm. Junior, any ideas?
Yeah, I was thinking, Unc, since she already in trouble and it's already been reported that she is too loud down there in her room, go ahead and hire a gap band, all nine members. Put the whole full band in the room. That's what you need. You need something.
Well, ain't no more gap band left but Charlie, yeah,
hey,
boy.
Hey, put all of them in there. Just get a band in there. Just somebody play it like it's a live concert. You okay, got to allow him. Idea.
No. Yeah, but see, you can't do that because they're already noise complaints. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was thinking one monkey.
That'll shut him down right now?
Well, that ain't going to shut him down, but then you'll have, it won't be him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got that going on. You got that. And then they won't be in your personal business. It'll just be the monkey business. Yes, sir.
What if both of them put those sleep apnea masks on? Will that work? Can they both put them masks on? There's a lot happening.
Hell yeah.
That'll muffle everything.
Hell yeah. Get that damn sleep apnea mask. That'll shut it down. That's a great idea. Yeah. Now, here's another one. Uh-huh. Get you a bag of cotton.
Okay.
That way he can still use his mouth and open and shut it and pack it with cotton.
Oh, God.
That'll
muffle that sound. And that way you can still breathe through that cotton. It's going to work good till that cotton get wet now. Now, once that cotton get wet, you finna kill yourself because you're going to choke to death.
Oh, God. And no more kissing.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now, it's sloppy anyway. It's too much. Junior.
Do he know anybody with a newborn set of quintuplets? Just five babies just screaming in there? That wouldn't be him. It'd be the babies.
Yeah, that kind of kill the mood though, because you got to pay attention to the baby. I can't put the right work of my right amount of work in here with these damn babies in.
Maybe they need to maybe start having sex at the library, see, and learn how to be quiet. That might work too.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Learn how to be quiet. You can do it at the library. I'd have done it at the library. You do it at the library, you're doing something. You're gonna be quiet.
What? Yeah.
Or have sex at gunpoint.
That used, first that it was quiet a nice now. What?
Well, but at gunpoint though, you'd be very quiet. Cause...
But you're scared.
That's how I know. But you be quiet, though.
But you be quiet.
Oh, okay.
It's not going to be as good, but it's going to be quiet.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Shirley has the ultimate solution. You need to leave the married dude alone.
Go on about your business.
That's the price you pay it. So you don't understand you being punished? Mm. You don't see that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Podcast, the Strawberry Letter Podcast on demand. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, it's Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Junior is here with Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right, Shirley. Well, you know, the NBA playoffs, nobody got eliminated last night. They still in there, man. You know, the Knicks pulled it off 112 to 103 over the Heat, but the Heat still lead 3-2. Ah, come on, man. The Knicks, man, they could really possibly hang in here, Unc. They the fourth seed now. They can probably take this to 7 games.
I thought they would, but that doggone Jimmy Butler, he just more gangster than they are.
By himself.
Jimmy Butler just way more gangster.
That's it. All right, but also, man, the Warriors, they not gone either. The Warriors are still in it, man. They beat the Lakers 121 to 106. Man.
It was light skin all over the floor, boy.
Boy, they was hitting everything, wasn't it, Tommy? Jordan Poole got out that slump. He was hitting. Steph Curry. He was Klay Thompson.
Light skin. I'm trying to tell you.
Gary Payton.
Draymond was balling too, though. Draymond was balling.
Draymond. He was balling like he was light skinned. All of them, they still in it
y'all
though.
Crazy.
Lakers is up 3-2 still, but they got game 6 in LA coming up. But tonight though, here we go. Come on, Philly. The 76ers and the Celtics, it is game 6. The Celtics, they need it tonight.
What's the 3-2, count?
3-2 Philly. Come on, Philly. Yeah. Come on,
Philly.
We really
play that.
WDAS 105.3 sound like Philly to me, man.
Yeah. Tyrese Maxey, James Harden, Tobias Harris. Come on, Joel Embiid. Let's get it done, man. This will be it tonight. Denver and Phoenix.
You know, it's just Denver.
Yeah.
Don't nobody care. I ain't never heard nobody pulling for Denver. It's cold, it's high climate, it's the Joker.
Yeah.
You know, he hella ball player. Just ain't fun to watch.
Yeah, because like all his moves in slow motion, like everything
you can't do damn thing about it.
Yeah, like he's shooting threes, Unc.
Hey, dog, that's what the league used to be like, though. Yeah, long, long, long time ago when the George Michael was just all white people.
What?
When the NBA first started, Maravich.
No. Pete Maravich came with it.
Yeah.
Pistol Pete, he brought another level of basketball to the game.
Okay.
I'm talking about before his era.
Before him?
When it was just all white people. Shooting from their chest.
All right. Thank you, Junior. Thank you so much for Sports Talk. Coming up at the top of the hour, Steve, a guy on social media needs your advice. He says, do we really have to share everything? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Steve, LaVon on Facebook writes, after 3 months, the woman I've been dating and I made things quote unquote official, and now she's officially my girlfriend. With that, it turns out, has come a new policy where she insists on total honesty, and now she's officially my girlfriend. With that, it turns out, has come a new policy where she insists on total honesty, and that we share everything. After a couple of weeks of this, I can officially say I'm not a fan. It's not because I'm hiding anything, but I don't think it's unreasonable to A, have some things that are just for me, and B, not be pressured into explaining everything I do in the course of a day, and then be accused of intentionally omitting details to hide potentially underhanded activities. This feels like a serious red flag. Any thoughts?
It is a red flag. It is a serious one. Here's a woman who has been betrayed, who wants an honest relationship, as do most women. There's nothing wrong with that. But now you have to prove it every step of the way. That's going to be, if you think it's a problem now, sir, you just got in this. You're not supposed to share everything. Women don't share everything, nor should you share everything. Some of the stuff you have to take to the grave. There are some things we have done and some things we have thought and said that have to go to the grave. There is no way, dog. It's just, don't even worry about that. Now, all this question here and there, when you omit stuff, it means you're lying and all like this. Dog, this is red flags for days. She's not going to stop. She's been beat up in the past. And now you have to pay for these other men's past transgressions. It's called baggage. I know there are people out there saying, no, 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 she's just trying to. No.
She's too much. Yeah.
Look, it's just too much the way he's describing it. And no, we having these conversations, these in-depth conversations about everything you do and everything you've done in the past.
Every day.
And you don't have to do that. You know?
Come on in here. Let me see your phone this evening. Bring your phone on in here so let me look at it. Come on in here. Let me see it now.
What's your passcode? No, dog. Hey, dog, listen to me. Hey, dog, not 3 months in.
Yeah. You got
don't give her that code 3 months in because you still... You're still burying stuff in the backyard right now. You know, see, and then plus you don't even know the stuff that could come up. So you got to wait because you have a history, as does everybody. So you got to be with a person for a long time before this stuff starts seeping out, because there's some stuff you done forgot about and there's some stuff you think is over and covered that ain't covered yet. So you have to wait it out. You know, stuff comes back, man.
Ooh, this is too much.
Put your thumbprint on here and open this phone. Let me look at it now. I'm not playing with you.
Bring me your face. This is not a drill.
Yes.
Doing your face ID while you sleep.
Right, right. All right, I think we have time for one more, Steve. Carrie on Facebook says, my boyfriend and I have been in a long-distance relationship since he moved to several states this earlier this year. We try to stay connected through video calls and texts, but it's not the same as being together in person. It's starting to take a toll on both of us. I miss him, and I know he misses me too, and I feel like we're growing apart. How can we keep romance alive in a long-distance relationship? How can I make our visits more special when we do get to see each other?
Well, you know, them videos going to have to be more explicit.
Okay.
And them visits going to have to be more often. That's all I got to tell you. Next question.
Oh, that's it.
You got to hope this stuff don't get out in that damn cloud, whatever that is. Your videos is going to have to be more explicit.
So sexting.
And your phone calls is going to have to be more often.
Okay. We learned something.
That's all to it.
Okay, so
ain't nothing to it but to get busy.
All right,
you don't want to do Carrie. That all right, find somebody else.
Coming up at about 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, representation matters. Did you guys see Offset when he took his beautiful little daughters, such little princesses, Culture and Kalia, to the premiere of Disney's Little Mermaid? They look so cute and just sweet as pie. We love the girls' heartwarming reaction when they met actress Halle Bailey, who plays the film's mermaid Ariel. It was so adorable. Halle Bailey told multiple media outlets, this is a moment especially for all the beautiful babies to be able to see a reflection of themselves. She says, I'm just honored to be a part of this and be one of the princesses. Of course, The Little Mermaid is in theaters May 26th. You know, and she made history. Halle Bailey. What'd you say, Tommy?
Hold away.
They were dressed to a T.
Yeah, they were so cute.
Let me ask you a question. I don't understand. The movie's not out yet.
No, yeah, the premiere. They went to the premiere.
Hollywood premiere, mm-hmm. blue carpet.
Oh,
and all that.
Okay.
Uh-huh. They were special mm-hmm. VIPs. And those little girls, you saw them, Tommy. They were so cute, Steve. They were beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
And I'm going to send it to you, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, just cute as pie. Just couldn't have been cuter. Just
and
adorable.
And the fact that matters. Yes.
And I love the fact that Offset took his daughters, you know, to see. That was sweet, too. That was a sweet moment as well on the carpet. I mean, just cute. Yep.
Yay.
All right. Yes. Disney, and congratulations.
Yay.
Yeah. To Halle Bailey, too. She's making history. Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather have to say every thought just out loud, every thought that you ever thought out loud? Or would you rather never to be able to speak again?
Oh, no,
we got to talk. No, we got to talk.
No. Okay. So you got all your thoughts? You want all your thoughts out there?
You finna get it.
Well, I'm going to have to start formulating a whole lot of new relationships.
Because your old ones are
done.
They're
going to be gone.
Ruined.
All right. Would you rather swim with sharks or run into a bear while hiking?
I'm gonna take my chance with that bear.
I can't handle it.
I'm gonna take my chance with that bear.
Yeah, with the bear. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. No sharks.
I'm gonna give him some honey. I'm gonna do something, but I can't fool with them sharks.
Not Winnie the Pooh.
well, I hope I run into him.
Yeah.
Who? Oh, Winnie.
Yeah. If that's the bear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got to deal with this bear.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have sex only with the first person you did it with, or would you rather have sex only with the last person you did it with?
Yeah.
Easily with the last person. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I've seen the first one.
They don't look the same.
Not at all.
I saw the first one at a show one night. Lord have mercy.
What happened, Steve?
She came to the show.
Yeah.
Hey, remember me?
You did remember her?
Yeah, I knew exactly who it was. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But back in the day, though.
Boy, I'm talking about it was the best I could do.
Oh, okay. All right.
Boy, and obviously she had told a group of girls about it.
I know him.
And they was all smiling and stuff. You know, I wasn't even really famous then.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. It was just like 15 years later. But Lord have mercy, that 15 years had woe on her.
All right. Would you rather have amazing sex that lasts only 47 seconds, or would you rather have average sex that lasts about 10 minutes?
Mm. Yep. Give me that 10 minutes.
Average 10 minutes.
Hell yeah. I'll turn that into something. I'd be like the dude in the strawberry letter. I get to holler and act like it's something.
All I need is 10 on the regular. I'm not trying.
10 minutes?
That's enough time. Ain't no. What? We know what we're doing. What?
Get 10. In here and get it over with.
You count it if you ain't got nothing to do. Yes, 10.
Oh, where's the sexiness? What is going on?
The foreplay, all of
10,
that.
10.
Pre-game.
Oh.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up at 49 minutes after the hour, it is our last break of the day, and we'll have some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Thursday. It's been a good day. We've had fun today. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Steve, how you feeling? About today.
I feel pretty good. You know, I feel pretty good. Mm-hmm. You know, I wanted to say something, especially since it's closing time.
Yeah.
Okay. I I got a lot of positive feedback from the podcast I did on Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. It was like 98, 99% positive. Really, really a lot of positive feedback. I just happened to be on social media yesterday and somebody was talking about it and he was upset how we have the audacity to try to tell other men how to act in their family situations. And it kind of threw me off a little bit because, man, everything he was saying was stuff that me and Shannon was on there talking about. And he was upset with the fact that y'all two can't tell me how to be a man. You know, he said, I don't know why a man isn't a man if he ain't taking care of a woman somewhere or taking care of his kid somewhere. He said, what do that have to do with manhood? He was saying that he just didn't understand that. And it was alarming to me because I've noticed there are some men who really do feel that way. And how you feel that way, I really, really, really just don't understand how you can take the responsibility of being a man. I'm sorry, man. We just don't have too many ways to define ourselves as men. But that's one of the ultimate ways. Now, I'm not saying if you don't have a family, you're not a man. That's not what I'm saying. But if you want the totality of what real manhood is, when you really up in it, man, when you are really addressing the total aspects of what manhood is, start taking care of a family. Start being responsible for somebody. Start having some people dependent on you, counting on you, and you showing up for them over and over and over and over and over. That's what it is, man. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry that you done read something somewhere or you done got into something somewhere and you've been misled about what this thing called manhood is. I'm sorry, man, that maybe your father wasn't there teaching you the right way. But because that's the case, man, it don't mean that those of us that know the way can't share the way. Now, I'm sorry, man, but I'm really not sorry because I stand on it. You can get a record deal. You can get a contract, you can get a great job, and you can be a successful human being and a successful man. That's not what I'm saying. But if you want to really get into manhood, talk to somebody that's raising a family. Talk to somebody that's dropping them kids off at school. Talk to somebody that's trying to put it together with a woman. Talk to somebody that's got a family. Talk to somebody who loves somebody more than they love themselves. Talk to that person. You really, really, really gonna get a real understanding of what manhood really is. Because you don't know until you strap on all of it, man, and come on in here and try to make it happen. I'm talking to all the men that get up and go to work every day, that drive trucks, that work in factories and plants, that work at the post office, down at the machine shop. The cats is working in corporate America trying to climb that ladder. The people that went to college and got degrees and trying to better themselves. I'm talking to the cats that's out here that's just getting it, man. I'm talking to the men who have taken on the responsibility when some man like that little dude that was on the line the other day walked away from his responsibility. Talking about if I don't like no woman, what I care about them kids for. What kind of ignorant ass mess is that? You're responsible for them children, man. I don't care if you and the woman don't work out. Them your kids. Yeah, but she making it hard for me to see him and all that. That's why I'm just out. I ain't sending you nothing if I can't see mine. Oh, man, you stupid, dog. No, you so wrong. You so wrong on so many levels. And me and Shannon Sharp and nobody else finna let you get away with this one. That ain't how we out here doing it, man. We men. And it's a lot of men hearing my voice right now know exactly what I'm talking about. And you notice I ain't said nothing about economic status. Because being a real man and a father and a dad ain't got nothing to do with your economic status. It got to do with your effort and your input and your actions towards your family, your children, your girl. It's your responsibility, man. It's your duty. It's your flat out honor. you don't get to skip this. I'm sorry, man. You just don't. I don't give a damn what your rap records say. You don't get to skip this, man. You know, they shared a picture of Offset taking his kids to the daughter, to taking his kids to the premiere of The Mermaid. And did you see that picture, man? This is a huge hip-hop artist. Has he made mistakes? Yeah, we all make mistakes. But he's trying to get it right. He's trying to get it right for Cardi. He's trying to get it right for them girls. He's doing the right thing, man. Taking his daughters to see them. That's what it is, man. And I'm sorry that you don't like it. And I'm sorry that you don't understand it. But that's your damn job. So buckle up, man, and do your damn duty. Because it is your duty and it is an honor. And congratulations to all the men out there that's taking care of their children and taking care of the children of some other man that walked his sorry ass off. Congratulations to all y'all brothers out there that's holding it down. Steve Harvey got love for you. Keep it on, brother, because that's our duty. That's what we do. Have a great day today, y'all.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.